Welcome to The Bible Says. I'm your host, Aaron Rayleigh. On this podcast, we explore the Word of God and what it means for our lives. I believe the Word of God, through the people of God, does the work of God. It has the ability to transform everyday lives and bring about the next great revival in the world today. Let's jump in. This podcast is formerly known as Grace in Review. The reason we changed the name is because we want to speak more about the truth in the Word of God for what it says in context. We want to make it relevant to people today. So we changed the name. In a couple of these episodes, you might have heard me refer to it as Grace in Review, but that's just to clarify. We've changed the name and we're excited for the future. Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Grace in Review. My name's Aaron. I'm so pumped to be here. This is a podcast that is based off of a devotional group that I host. It's a weekday devotional. They're really short. It's like a one-page PDF that I send out. If you're interested in getting that, I'll give you more information at the end of this podcast. But today, we're talking about Galatians 5:13, and it says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." Wow. Through love, serve one another. This is a commission, y'all. This is not just a feel-good verse, but this is actually a commission. This is good news from Paul in Galatians. My boy Paul was like, yo, God set us free so we could do something about it. Like, He didn't set us free just so we could be free. He set us free to help set other people free. What does that mean? How do we do that? I understand some of these questions, but I just want to start off by saying that as you go through your day, remember one thing, that you were made new at the cross. Because of what Jesus did, you are a new creation. You've got a new identity and a new destiny, which means you also have a new purpose. It with a new identity and a new destiny brings a new purpose. So what is your purpose? Well, Paul alludes to it. But this just means that as you look forward, you've got to let go of the things in your past. So to truly step into freedom, to truly step into what God has for you, you have to be able to let go of what was behind you. Well, how do you do that? Some of these questions we're going to talk about today. So there are things, we have to acknowledge first that there are things that we feel hold us back. And they're like preventing us from stepping into the fullness of what God has for us. But those things have been released from you because of what Jesus did. That's what freedom is. Jesus, because of what he did on the cross, means that the things that are holding you back don't have to hold you back anymore. You have the right to let go of them. You have permission to let go of them because of the cross, which is super good news if you're anything like me and have lived a little life. My story might not be your story, but one thing that you can always do is look back over your life and realize that you made it this far, that you're here at this point, which means God has been active the whole time. So take this just as a friendly reminder that you are free from your past and you can confidently walk in the destiny God purposed for you. As Paul talks about in Galatians 3:13, a life following Christ is a life of servanthood. So you have this new purpose, this new destiny, this new identity, and you have the right to let go of the things in your past that are preventing you from walking in those things. But what is the thing that you're supposed to walk in? Well, Paul says that one of the things that God set us free for is through love we serve other people. So what he's saying is don't take advantage of your freedom. Don't take advantage of the fact that your previous destiny prior to salvation isn't there anymore. What does that mean? It means because of Jesus, you're not going to hell anymore. You get to spend eternity in his presence in heaven, singing holy, holy, holy with the angels. You get to be in the presence of God, but don't take that for advantage. Like, don't squander what God has done. Like, he's done a good thing for you, but he didn't do it for nothing. He did it on purpose. He did it for your purpose. And Paul says that that purpose is to love people and to serve people. Christ set us free to set other people free in him. That's our commission. That's what he did it for. He did it so we could lead other people to him. Why? Because he loves us. It's simple. He loves his children. He loves the people he created. He loves us more than life itself. In fact, that's the whole reason he gave up his life, because he loved us that much. And that's the reason he came back, because he said, I love you so much that not even death is going to keep my love down. And so we just celebrated Easter and it's fresh in all of our minds. But that's the message. That's the message. He loved us so much, he came back out of the grave. And he wants us to love other people in the same way. Because what happened? Jesus, when he finished his ministry, he ascended into heaven. A whole bunch of people saw him going up in a cloud or something like that. And he said, I'm leaving my church to do the work of me. You are now the body. You are in my body here on earth. You're the body of Christ. So the same spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave lives in the church, lives in the body of believers. And so it's our job to love people so much that they see the freedom that Christ died for. So we gain confidence in our freedom through a couple of ways. How do we remind ourselves? Like I said at the beginning, we all face different things and struggles and things in our past that are holding us back and preventing us from stepping into the fullness of God. So what do we do to counter that? Well, there are two things that always work 100% of the time. You can read scripture and embrace what it says, and you can pray to the Lord. Prayer and the word is simple. It's not complex. It's very basic. Why? I think the Lord did that because we're simple people. Scripture makes reference to us being like sheep, and sheep are dumb. So I feel like Jesus was just being really kind, like really gracious like Jesus does. And he's just like, I ain't going to call y'all stupid, but y'all a bunch of sheep. Y'all can't think for yourselves. You need me to do it for you. And we get that. And so he made it super easy for us to hear from him. So easy. Read the Bible and pray. It's real easy. So if you do those two things, you'll begin to see freedom in your own life. And you'll begin to see ways and opportunities for you to help set other people free in Christ. I know I've experienced my biggest breakthroughs when I faithfully read the word and communicated with the Lord. That those are the moments, the things that I've struggled with the hardest, the guilt that I've carried, the shame that I've carried, or the bitterness that I've needed to forgive somebody, or the sins that I've carried. Like those things God set me free from after I spent time in his word and prayed. What's so important about it? Why does God want that? Well, he wants it because he loves us. And when he's not here on earth, I mean, his Holy Spirit is here, but when Jesus isn't here, when the Father isn't on earth, he still wants to communicate with us. He still wants us to know his heart. He still wants us to feel his love for us. And so he made two very easy ways. He said, if you read my word, if you read the scriptures, and you pray to me, I will communicate with you. You will hear from me because I have a freedom for you and for the people around you that I want y'all to experience. And the only way to experience that is in my presence. So come into my presence, spend time with me, listen to the things I have to say. Paul puts it a really good way in Romans 12, verse 2. He says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So he's saying, look, the way to not conform to the world, in other words, the way to live in the fullness of what God has for you after the cross, the way to live in your true purpose and destiny, the way to do that is to daily renew your mind with the word. Wash your mind clean with scripture and with prayer and reciting the promises of God over yourself. You see, there's an immense amount of freedom that comes when you get alone with the Lord in the morning or in the evening or whenever you have your quiet time. You get alone with God and you just close your eyes and you turn your hands face up so your palms are facing the sky. And you just sit in this place of humility and just say, Lord, I need more of what you've got. I need to understand you. I want to be in your presence. I want to be in your will. I want to be in your ways. I want the people around me to see you. There is something powerful that happens when you come to the Lord with a request, and you leave the presence of that prayer with a declaration. So you start off saying, Lord, I need, help me. And then you leave by saying, but God, I'm so thankful that your word says that by your stripes I'm healed. And that's just not for the physical, but for the spiritual. Lord, I'm so thankful that you said that where two or three are gathered in the midst, you're going to meet up. So when I go hang out with my friends today, you're going to be there. And I want to meet you in that place. And you can declare the truth of yourself. By his stripes I'm healed. In your presence there is freedom. I have the Spirit of the living God living within me. Greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. You can recite these things over yourself. Just read them over you. And free, you will begin to feel this freedom, this Holy Spirit freedom over your life and over any situation that you get into. And so that's the way we can fulfill the commission that Paul talked about in Galatians 5, verse 13. You were called to freedom, brothers. You were called to freedom. You have been purposed to live a free life. So don't use your freedom for an opportunity for the flesh. Don't use your freedom for selfishness. Don't use the fact that you're not going to hell now that you know Jesus as a means to get away with things. Don't do that. Instead, use your freedom to love other people in reckless ways. What would it look like if an entire generation of people just decided, you know what, God set me free, so that means I don't have to be scared of what people think. I don't have to feel guilt when people don't like me. I don't have to feel shame when people don't accept me, because I have the Spirit of the living God living inside me. And where I go, there is freedom. Because the scripture says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And if the Spirit of the Lord lives in you, then you carry the freedom of Christ with you everywhere you go. And you can declare that over people simply by declaring the name of Jesus. You just walk into a room and say, Jesus, let your freedom be here. Holy Spirit, run in this place. Jesus, let your freedom be here. Holy Spirit, flow in this place. You just recite that over yourself, and the Spirit of God living within you will come through every single time. So my prayer for you is that you go, as you go through your day, that the Holy Spirit will bring to your mind the things that you thought were holding you back, and will grace you with the strength to see that you are in fact free today. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Grace in Review. If you are interested in getting one of the devotionals sent to you throughout the week, you can either go to my website, aaronraley.com. That's with one A, aaronraley.com. You can click on the devotionals tab and see recent devos that I've published on the website. Or you can text the word, the at symbol, a devo group, the at symbol in front of it, to 81010. That link is also on the website. It's also on my Twitter bio, just at Aaron Raley, Instagram bio. So there are ways for you to connect. I'd love to connect with you. Let me know what you thought, and I can't wait for next week. See you guys there.